W. Smith Show at 6. The free W. Smith Show now. 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
Jeff, welcome back. Of course, I've got Kristen, Mark, and Brian alongside as well, making this show happen. Listen, I got to ask you guys a question. Does it seem like there's just more challenge in general coming at us these days than ever before? I mean, you throw in a pandemic, and then you follow that by economic challenge. And oh, along the way, you know, there are more, seemingly more big weather events, you know, Florida getting hammered by these hurricanes and so on and so on. And you could go on and on. Global warming, climate change.
It does feel like the sky is falling.
Yeah, a little bit, doesn't it?
A little bit.
I hate to, listen, I'm a really positive guy. You guys know that. And I know you to be the same way. What's going on?
It's the big test.
Yes. It feels that way. Yeah, good. That's a good way to put it, Mark.
It is a good way to put it. It almost seems like, yeah, we're being tested.
I mean, pandemic didn't break your spirit, well, we're going to throw a million other things at you just
right,
to see.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
But we're used to it, right? Maybe the younger people aren't, but we are. Mm-hmm. So we'll get through it.
We will indeed get through it. But, you know, here's another indication, for example, just the basics in life. You know, it used to be you could grab a glass of milk or fill your car with gas or have a glass of orange juice, for example, and not have heartburn over any of it. You know, it's just the way of life. I'm not saying anything about life is ever easy, but I mean, now, for example, big article about orange juice. You know, really, really going to hit us where it hurts. It's going to cost a lot more. The crop is way down. That due to, and here's the point I was making about, doesn't it seem like there's a lot being thrown at us these days? I mean, this orange juice issue now with a much, much, much lower supply, therefore much, much, much higher prices coming our way, already feeling it, but more on the way, more price increases on the way. It's a combination of factors, but in particular, you know, the crop was hit by a lot of weather events and so on, and it's their smallest crop in 90 years, they're now saying, largely the result of an ill-timed freeze, two hurricanes, and on top of it, citrus disease, and the groves are being decimated, a lot less production, much higher prices. Our sweet little simple orange juice in the morning now, complicated.
And expensive. They pull from California to help equal it out? Is that what I read?
Yeah, you're talking about supply, right?
Where else do they source? However, California exactly. Is having floods.
Right, now California having floods, right? That was the plan. Mm-hmm. But, wow, it just
Who
seems
needs
to,
orange? I mean, at this point, just skip it. I guess you don't need orange juice anymore.
No mimosas.
No.
I'm not sure I'm ready to go there. I need my orange juice. I don't know.
It's always something.
Always something.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
For Florida.
And then on top of it, you know, we've been keeping up with what jobs are hot, what jobs are not, of course. We reported earlier on the show about layoffs happening right and left. Other challenges, you know, on the economic side of things include all these big changes. I know, Kristen, you found something about millennials now leading a new kind of phenomenon in the job market.
Yeah, that's right. And also, I have to give a shout out to the accountants from the last segment. Wow, they are really in demand. I should have gone to college and been an
accountant. That's right.
Apparently. Well, yeah, no, Gen Z and millennials are back in the news, and they're leading the big quit.
First it was the big resignation, then it was quiet quitting. Now it's the big quit. What's going on?
Now it's the big quit. Yeah, they are making this year, it says 61% of workers are specifically Gen Z and millennials are considering leaving their jobs this year. Gen Z is represented as 18 to 25-year-olds, millennials 26 to 41-year-olds, and a report done by LinkedIn surveyed Gen Zers and millennials specifically, and they said that over the next 12 months, They want to make a change. They want to switch jobs. They want higher compensation. They want improved work-life balance. Now, mind you, these are 18 to 25-year-olds.
They're barely
out of college.
And they're still idealistic. They still have low
bright
cost
eyed,
of living.
Bushy-tailed. Right. They want opportunities for career growth. Yeah. They want, you know, flexible work arrangements. Now, millennials, 26 to 41, okay, some of those requests, some of those ideas, I can see. I can get that. But Gen Z, you just got out of college. You maybe have your first job.
Well, like I said, I think the phenomenon at the Gen Z level is probably more understandable in that these kids are still idealistic. You know, we do know Gen Z is looking for real mission-driven, purpose-driven kind of life and work
so on.
Yeah. So they've got to be able to find not only a good paying job, but one that fulfills them in that respect as well. And as I mentioned, they have a very low cost of living, relatively speaking. You know, they don't have 4 mouths to feed, 5 mouths to feed, whatever a family kind of circumstance is on average, they have themselves. And so this is a good time for them to, in the face of all these tests that the rest of us are facing, from pandemic to economic challenges to the cost of gasoline and orange juice these days now haunting us, you know, they don't really, you know, they're much more flexible, much more adaptable. This is a good time if you're going to be, I don't want to call it irresponsible, but if you're going to be
job hopping,
job hopping and all the rest, this is probably, meaning in the Gen Z phase of your life, equivalent.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. I mean, I remember when I was reading the article, I was rolling my eyes going, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. But I also remember being that age and job hopping myself, trying to get that, you know, find that sweet spot of, you know, having a good salary with, you know, being able to balance what I thought at that point was having some kind of work-life balance. So yeah. You're right. This is the best time if they're going to do it. Now is the time.
Yeah. Try doing that when you got young mouths to feed and so on. Not so easy. That's for sure.
Yeah,
mortgage
exactly.
to pay and all the rest that make us grow up ultimately, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, I think one good thing from all this that's happening with Gen Z is that they're also looking to start a business as an alternative. Younger generations are now most likely to aspire to be their own boss. 76% of Gen Z and millennials say that's a goal. That's amazing. Almost 8 out of 10, they aspire to own their own business.
And that's a good thing, right? Small business drives everything.
Well, and if they live in the state of Michigan, we talked about that this morning. It's a good place to us. Start a business in the state of Michigan.
Number 21 on the list of best places to start a business, right? All right. Well, I just find it really interesting, you know, even with all, in the face of all these layoffs and all the rest, boy, doesn't seem to be scaring them.
No.
I'm just going to quit. Okay.
Yep, the big quit.
The big quit. All right. Well, thanks for bringing that to our attention. Again, lots of dynamic change going on in the labor markets these days. That is for sure. Lots of surprises too. All right. Well, I know one thing we can always count on to delight and surprise us is the Paul W. Show coming up in the next hour. And Ann Thomas has a peek at what's ahead. Ann, good morning. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Jeff and Kristen and Mark. You know, I can speak to the Gen Zs. I have several of them at my house. And they are exactly like that.
Really?
That's exactly, yeah, that's very interesting, especially. They're also, you know, they have regular jobs, but they are interested in starting their own businesses. You know, my son has gotten into the cider making business.
Really?
And for a while, yes, and for a while he was giving us the cider. But Jeff, you'll appreciate this. The other day he came over with some cider, and I said, oh, this is wonderful, thank you. And he said, well, I'm charging now.
I love it.
Was it hard cider?
I was going to ask the same thing. Is this cider as an apple cider or hard apple cider?
This is hard apple cider.
All right.
That's hard apple cider.
That's what's selling these days. That is.
So I said, well, how much?
Yeah.
$1. It was only $1 a bottle. So I guess we got the friends and family discount.
Yeah.
So I feel pretty good about that. And I made a little investment, Jeff. I was thinking about you, helping him start the business. I gave him a little more. I gave him $20 for the 2 bottles.
Oh. That's great. And we got to ask, how was it?
It's excellent.
Wow.
It's very good.
Oh,
yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Listen,
I'm impressed.
Listen, you never know when a young person is onto something. Boy, they can believe.
Yeah, it's impressive.
They believe.
It's interesting. Yeah, right? It's very interesting. And today, Paul W. is going to be spending a lot of time talking about this case, the Van Gogh case. Mm. And I know you guys are covering that, too. Wow, really interesting. So we'll see what happens today.
All right.
It's in front of a U.S. District Court judge, so we'll see.
Right. We will be tuned in, of course. So we're going to sign off here on the Pre-W Smith Show, but you stick with us right here on WJR. Paul W. and the gang coming up next on the Paul W. Show on WJR.